London will host the next Summer Games in 2012, and at the closing ceremonies this weekend, the Olympic flag officially passes to Britain. Soccer star David Beckham will be on hand, as well as Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page. But after the spare-no-expense theatrics of these Beijing Games, London has some work to do, and for help imagining what the London organizers might do to raise the bar even higher, we have reached out to British comedian Matt Kirshen. He was a finalist on the 2007 season of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, how are you?
Fine. I should say that you're joining us from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I am indeed.
What do you think ran through the minds of Britain's Olympic organizers as they watched that spectacular Beijing opening ceremony?
I would say you would instantly realise that there's no way on earth that we're going to top it. I think the expense and the ability of a totalitarian regime so far exceeds anything Britain's going to manage.
But what then would be, say, the Brit equivalent of someone running around our 2008 drummers?
I mean, even the stuff that we've got for the changeover. Apparently, David Beckham is going to kick a football off an open-top bus. There's no way that's going to look anything but rubbish. I mean, even if you try to kick as well as David Beckham, it'll fly about 20 feet before landing on the floor with a thud. And I'm pretty sure if it's a British bus driver as well, at that point he'll stop the bus and refuse to drive on until David Beckham is removed for hijinks.
So what do you think should be the symbolic act of receiving the flag?
Well, I think if we've learned nothing else from the Chinese, then we should learn that if you really want pageantry and ceremony done properly, you should take it back to an imperial totalitarian regime. I think Britain should really have a throwback to the 1800s. We should start acting as we used to, back when we had an empire. We should rename all the countries what they used to be called when we owned them. And
you want to take the Australians back into custody?
Yeah, start referring to them all as the colonies. I mean, it would improve our medal tally as well. I think, you know, the American colonies would do particularly well for the Brits.
Jamaica, those Jamaica's subject,
yeah. Yeah, the West Indies, the British Caribbean, as it'll now be called again, and Rhodesia and Ceylon, Persia. I think we're going to be fantastic. I think Britain will celebrate the 2012 Olympics with the finest British team that we've ever seen.
and as for just the pageantry, I'm trying to think back to Georgian times in England. What kind of a crowd should you have out there in the opening ceremony?
I think it'll be a throwback to a more formal time. I think everyone should be officially introduced by a butler on the entrance to the stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. France. and then just a formal ball with Eliza Doolittle in the middle. I don't know. I mean, I'm just imagining.
Shouldn't there be some nod to a grittier, more realistic image of contemporary Britain at the Olympic Games in 4 years?
Well, that's what's inevitably going to happen because it's going to be designed by a committee. So, yeah, we will have to make some acceptance of that. There'll probably be a little demonstration of hooliganism, a couple of people running around stabbing each other, you know, the usual.
Yes.
Littering. There'll be an intentional misleading of the tourists in which a taxi driver will take the foreign nations around the long way around the stadium.
Or just say, it's more than my job's worth. I won't help you out at all.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There'll probably be a lineup of officials just shrugging, just being asked questions, going, pfft, I don't know, search me.
Now, I have heard that the Horse Guards Parade, this is a space just off Whitehall. It would be the centre of London, not far from Trafalgar Square or number 10 Downing Street, for that matter.
Yep.
That's going to be where the beach volleyball will be played. That's the venue for beach volleyball in 2012.
Of course it is. Beach volleyball looks fantastic in California. You know, it's beautiful open beaches and bronzed people in skimpy sportswear playing sports and looking all athletic. Over here, it'll just be a bunch of people mucking about in a sandpit. I'll be impressed if they actually get good quality sand as well. It'll probably be a mixture of sand and gravel. Have you ever been to British beaches?
I have, yes.
Have you been down to Brighton?
It's not sand at all.
It's just stones. it's not rocks and pebbles. It's more like aggregate rather than sand.
It's not a beach that would give rise to a sport beach volleyball.
Anyone who went for the ball and had to dive would have to be lacerated. You'd have to be taken away to be stitched up in between each round. There'd be broken bottles and syringes. To be honest, if it goes well, in a sense, I guess people will be happy, but I think they'd rather have something to moan about. British people really aren't happy unless they have something to complain about. I'm pretty sure the Olympics will give us no end of happiness from that point of view.
Okay. Well, Matt Kirshen, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
It's British comedian Matt Kirshen who spoke to us from Edinburgh in Scotland, and you can find out more about him at our website, npr.org.